Welcome to the Excel Pod. Welcome to Excel and Reflect. In a world that rarely slows down, this is your invitation to pause. Each week, together, we step away from the noise of life and lean into the stillness of God's Word, creating space to try to think deeply and meditate intentionally and reflect honestly on the words of God. Every episode centers on a specific biblical text or spiritual truth, not for surface-level reading, but for thoughtful engagement that allows God's Word to shape our lives. You see, this podcast is a place that, for only a few minutes, if you will, we can slow down, listen carefully, and try to be formed by the truth of Scripture, whether this is for personal devotion, a quiet meditation, or intentional reflection. So today, with me, as we begin our week, as we begin our day, take a breath, open your heart, and join me as we seek to excel in our understanding and reflect on the faithfulness and goodness of God. This is Excel and Reflect. Today's thought is about the power of influence. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16, Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." This week's reflection is about the influence within you and around you. You know, influence is one of the most powerful forces in life. It rarely shouts, but it always shapes. Sometimes influence is seen in great accomplishments, but more often it's felt in quiet moments. A word spoken in love, a consistent example, a kindness that points back to Christ. I once followed an older couple at a convention from one part of the hotel to another because we were both heading in the same place. While no words were ever spoken between us, watching them interact as we walked for only a few minutes had a great impact on me. Their warmth, their humility, their love for each other, and joy in the Lord stayed with me long after that, even to this day. They didn't preach a sermon, yet through their demeanor, they did exactly that. They reflected Christ. You see, that encounter reminded me, and still does today, that every Christian carries a silent sermon, if you will, a testimony of godly influence. The Apostle Paul understood this better than most. Of the 27 books in the New Testament, 13 of them bear his name, and in every one, his influence radiates through words of truth, compassion, and conviction. He wrote to congregations and individuals across the ancient world, planting seeds of faith that still bear fruit to this day. When Paul wrote to the Thessalonian brethren, he addressed a young church in a culture steeped in idolatry and pressure. Yet his words didn't just teach them, they transformed them. Though Paul had spent only a short time in Thessalonica, according to Acts 17, 1 through 10, his influence continued long after he left. the believers, the Christians there, turned from idols to serving the living God, and they became examples to others, chapter 1, verses 9 through 10. But it was his faith, his integrity, his sacrificial love that became a pattern that they formed after. Paul reminded them in chapter 2 and verse 10, you are witnesses, and so is God, how devoutly and uprightly and blamelessly we behaved toward you. His life spoke as loudly as his letters. He urged them to admonish the unruly, to encourage the faint-hearted, to help the weak, to be patient with everyone, according to chapter 5 and verse 14. And in doing so, he showed that real influence is not about position. It's about presence. It's living out faith daily in ways that draw others near to Christ. What Paul began in Thessalonica multiplied far beyond that city. Those who were influenced by his example became influencers themselves, spreading hope, endurance, love, and faith all throughout Macedonia and Achaia. You see, what happened was one life surrendered itself to God, and it ignited countless others. This was simply a chain reaction of faith. You see, that's the power of godly influence. It endures. We know that in this world that titles fade, buildings crumble, but godly character and a Christ-like spirit can be passed on to others and continue long after we're gone. Whether at home or in a classroom or at work or in a congregation, our example speaks volumes. Someone is always watching, listening, and learning from what faith looks like by how we live it. What we must understand is this, that the power of influence is inevitable, Matthew chapter 5. It begins with character, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. And it requires transformation, Romans chapter 12. And it ultimately will impact eternity, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 12. Paul's prayer still calls to us today. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 through 24. You may never know how far your influence reaches. But when you live with a holy heart, a renewed spirit, a steadfast faith, your life becomes a vessel through which God changes the world, one person at a time. As we close today's episode, take some time to carry this thought with you into the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Excel and Reflect is more than just a podcast. It really is an invitation to pause, to listen, and to let God's Word speak deeply into your life. So don't rush away from all that we have thought about today. Sit with it. Think about it, and let it shape the way that you think, the way that you respond, and the way that you walk with God. Each week, we'll return with another passage, another truth to consider, and another opportunity to reflect on how Scripture continues to form our hearts and direct our steps. Remember, alongside each episode, we'll also have written articles that will continue that reflection and allow you to take it with you and make notes on your own to dig deeper into these spiritual thoughts. I want to thank you today for joining me. And until next time, I hope that you'll keep your heart open, your mind focused, and your spirit attentive. And let's continue to excel and reflect together.